This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
You get the nice little intro, the song, and whatever. And we got to do Angry Leroy.
What do you mean, dude?
To start the segment. I don't know.
It's just a it's a classic soundbite.
I get what you're talking about.
It's a classic soundbite.
Why does everybody get excited when I'm mad?
It's fun. It's fun, baby. We're just having a good time.
Classic.
Just having a good time, baby. Thanks again to David Dork for stopping by as we got ourselves a big time hockey matchup tonight.
I don't know. Who do I ask my hockey questions to?
It seems like anymore.
I have.
You know what? Maybe we'll ask you hockey questions from now on.
Plethora of like, my last question to you when you got absolutely mad at me was, are they playing international rules or NHL rules? Right?
Yeah.
And you about blew a gasket.
You spit on them.
Right.
You know, look, I'm just here for chili peppers and fun, okay? I got my Kachuk parlay tonight.
Ooh.
I'm going to throw a little on Rhino, 2 points. And I feel good, you know? I'm riding with that, the brothers Kachuk tonight. Yeah, I mean, a little sweetener. Plus 1,400. If you're going to offer it, Hard Rock, I'm going to take it.
Pretty good.
Got a little book. Very weird. It's still a weird book, though, because they'll be like, I still don't even see just Kachuk odds, you know?
Wow, Leroy, weird. There's this new thing called the internet.
What? Oh, to ask your hockey questions.
Yeah, but...
Too much work.
Yeah.
And the internet lies, as we just saw.
Well, I think you just did wrong math.
All right.
He showed me. I'm like, they're wrong. Like, here, folks, I'm going to give you a lesson in life.
Okay.
You ever look at something... and it doesn't look right? Check it out. It doesn't cost you anything to check it out. If you see a guy making $12 million for 82 games, and they say he's going to lose $34,000 a game, it doesn't look right. Check it.
The headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Sports Illustrated, they have a list.
Mm-hmm.
2025 NFL season.
I'm sorry.
What?
Aaron Rodgers is bet fit for media.
They need to do the ayahuasca cast. Oh, just high as a kite watching Monday Night Football. One bold prediction for every team. Do you want their bold prediction from the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah.
Too late. You're getting it.
No, can I guess?
Yeah, sure. You won't guess. But.
Oh.
The Miami Dolphins will trade Tyreek Hill.
No.
I mean,
I don't even know if that's a bold prediction. Do you even feel like that's a bold prediction?
Let me see.
I feel like if you're going to say, like, that's the least bold of the bold predictions, like if the Dolphins are trading.
They'll make the playoffs?
No. Has to do with the player. Has to do with the player.
Ooh, I got this.
Tua will win the MVP.
No.
That is a bold
statement. You're not even in the same zip code. In fact, it's quite the opposite of that, actually.
Defense.
Ooh.
The Dolphins, this is according to Sports Illustrated, will sign Kirk Cousins.
Whoa.
And he'll eventually wrest the starting job away from Tua Tagovailoa in the 2025 season. Cousins is a coveted asset among the Shanahanites for his decisiveness and processing skills, much like Aaron Rodgers coming off a broken thumb finale in Green Bay. Cousins is a bit of a distressed asset who, in my opinion, still has some good football ahead of him. Unlike the Falcons, Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins can find a way for him to work into a dynamic run game, which they didn't have
never
a dynamic
happened.
Run game last year.
Never happen. It will never happen. And you can blame Aaron Rodgers for that.
Well, here's the difference, though. Like, if they cut, there's a lot of buzz that the Falcons are going to cut Kirk Cousins. So he's going to be on the cheapskies.
And
what do you mean? He can go sign wherever he wants. Cheapskies.
Correct.
Russell Wilson signed on the cheapskies.
No, that's because the other team was paying the salary.
Yeah, but Kirk Cousins, a guy who knows the Mike McDaniel offense. Like, if you were going to look at him and he goes, and it, like if I was laying in the weeds, if I was Kirk Cousins, and I would look at the Miami Dolphins and be like, you know, he's going to miss four games at least. At least. Slide on in there. You got your next stop.
All right. Just out of curiosity, hit me up in the chat. Right? You think Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback than Tua? Because, and I don't mean more healthy, because he's really not even more healthy right now, hobbling around on that leg. But
it's an extra year. Don't you always say the next year is the year?
Right. But he's, what, 38?
I don't know.
Right. So let's be clear.
Some call Tua lefty Kirk Cousins.
I call him younger Kirk Cousins. It doesn't matter.
36, by the way. But he'll be 37 before the season.
So, like, yeah. Like, you're making it sound like Kirk Cousins don't get banged up.
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Did he have injuries before this Achilles thing, though?
No. Here's what I don't understand. Please explain this to me. All along Kirk Cousins' career, all the guaranteed money he's had, all the success he's had with all these various teams, they all couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Never missed a startup until that injury.
They all couldn't wait to get rid of him. Washington couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings couldn't. And now Atlanta.
Schmuthen says Tobin is hefty Kirk Cousins.
We had the hefty lefty. He's no longer with us.
Rest in peace.
For Twitcher.
Okay, so, well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Let's just say the Cousins family, you know, don't they have a lot of kids too? I feel like the Cousins have a lot of kids.
No, you're thinking of Kurt Warner.
I feel like they have a lot of kids too. The Kirk Cousins doesn't have a lot of kids. Well, whatever.
Two sons?
Yeah. Reasonable amount of kids.
Oh, and
I thought the Cousins were a lot more horny.
No, that's Fitzpatrick and Kurt Warner.
I don't know why I think that all intangible quarterbacks have a bunch of kids lying around.
Oh my goodness.
All right. But let's just say Would you, if Kirk Cousins did get cut loose, right? I'd imagine he wants the starting job. But like, how many starting jobs are going to be out there? I don't know. You know, Las Vegas, the Jets. If he didn't see a job to his liking, wouldn't you love him as a backup?
Yeah, but there's too many places where he could play. But here's my question. Every year, we have a conversation. How could somebody give Kirk Cousins that much guaranteed money? Mm-hmm. And now you're saying you want him?
I'm just asking. Well, as a backup, I'd love Kirk Cousins as a backup.
But there's too many teams that need a quarterback.
I don't know. How many teams are going to, you know?
You got the Raiders.
Uh-huh. Probably going to take Aaron
Rodgers. Giants.
Probably might draft somebody, though.
The Jets? No, okay. But you don't think they're going to try to do the same thing that they did with Penix? Is like,
I don't know.
Who else? Who else needs a quarterback? Cleveland. Like there's five.
So you think there's no shot he's not starting next year?
Right.
But he does know the offense. So maybe that's an appeal.
If you could start and make starters money versus coming
back. But he
back
already makes starters money.
A like, younger
the money is doesn't the money get offset?
What do you mean?
Like, whatever money he makes, doesn't that offset what his deal is already?
No, I don't know if he has.
Can he double dip?
I don't know how much guaranteed money he has.
I'm sure he has a lot. It's Kirk Cousins. Wasn't $100 million guaranteed, I think was his number?
The guaranteed money is the guaranteed money. It doesn't offset if it's like signing bonus. Mm.
$100 million.
I just said
think that. About that.
Correct.
Think about that. Think of how much guaranteed money. You know, he's got more guaranteed money than any quarterback in the NFL.
I know.
Right? But teams can't wait to get rid of him? What?
Do you feel like Minnesota couldn't wait to get rid of him? He tore his Achilles.
No.
If he was healthy, do you think they would have kept him? Probably.
Mm. No, because they had J.J. McCarthy.
No, but he tore his Achilles the year beforehand.
Okay, that's the year. Okay. All right. Would you rather have Smeathen? As angry as you are, you make a little bit of sense here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have Justin Fields?
As a backup?
Yeah.
Oh,
frog boy.
Mobile,
what has he done, though? Like, what has he done?
Nothing.
What's he done? Like, Kirk Cousins is obviously a much more accomplished quarterback. Like, he's old. I get it. He's long in the tooth. But if I had to choose a backup quarterback, I'd rather have Kirk Cousins than Justin Fields.
Hey. Here.
Come on.
Understand what guys are looking for.
Shaky Ola.
Kirk Cousins wants to go somewhere where he can start.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Justin Fields, not so much.
But if he wasn't going to start and you want to lay in the weeds, this is it.
Kirk Cousins will be a starting quarterback somewhere.
Here's the thing. But hear me out. If you were Kirk Cousins, right, you could do that. You could go to the Browns. You could go to the Jets. You could go with organizations that are a disaster right now, okay?
Well, that's who needs a quarterback.
I understand. Or you could take a little roll of the dice. You go to an offense that's got some weapons.
Listen.
And all you got to bet is the very likely chance that Tua Tagovailoa gets hurt. And you're going to have your opportunity.
You sound ridiculous.
I don't think I do.
How? So let's think of it this way. The lowest amount Kirk Cousins get for being a starting quarterback is $30 million.
What, for a season? You think he's going to get $30 million from somebody?
So say 25.
Dude, he's not going to get $25 million when he's already getting paid by the Falcons. Like, no one's going to do that. You're not going to just absorb. Like, for a team that already has to pay Aaron Rodgers, they're not going to pay Kirk Cousins $25 million.
It's the cost of doing business.
No, the cost of doing business is he's going to get to go somewhere on the cheap skis, just like Russell Wilson did.
No, but that only matters. Like, why?
I don't understand. You think that someone's going to pay Kirk Cousins $25 million off that season?
That's half price for a starting quarterback.
Not for a year. Nobody gets paid that. What did Derek Carr make?
Derek Carr was traded, though.
Dude.
How much money? Derek Carr made $30 million.
All these places that you're talking about that he's going to go to, he's going to go on a show-me deal.
Like, no, he's not.
He's already getting paid by the Falcons $100 million.
Wait, a show-me deal is $25 million.
Dude, you're nuts. He's not making that much money.
All right. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Every starting quarterback is making $60 million.
That the Cleveland Browns were out to lunch if they gave Kirk Cousins $25 million.
Why? They don't have a quarterback.
They're paying because they're paying Deshaun Watson what? $45 million
But they still don't have a quarterback.
You told me that you wouldn't take Tua because it was too much money for the Browns.
True.
Now all of a sudden you're going to pay Kirk Cousins?
No, I said I wouldn't trade for Tua.
But what's the difference?
Dude, I'm telling you, $25 million for a starting quarterback. When the going rate for a starting quarterback is $50 million, is a deal.
He already got paid, though.
So what? What is the getting paid yesterday got to do with getting paid tomorrow?
Because the whole point is he can go to any team that he wants to, load it up, so he's in the best position to make more money on the next deal.
The next deal? He's 36.
Dude, you're crazy.
Only one quarterback makes $25 million in the league right now.
Who's that?
And then the discrepancy underneath him is a lot. So if he reaches this, which he's similar age to this quarterback, then, you know, obviously it
makes
sense.
Who's the quarterback?
Geno Smith.
There. That's where we are.
Right underneath him, though, the next quarterback makes $12 million. So it's like less than that.
Gardner, so you're talking about like annual money that's not like tied up in bonuses and things like that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, who's the next one?
Gardner Minshew.
And what did Gardner Minshew make?
12.
12 and a half.
12 and a half.
Okay. But Gardner Minshew, who doesn't have $100 million guaranteed coming his way?
No.
Correct.
Here.
How much do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to sign for? You think Aaron Rodgers is going to sign somewhere for $25 million? He's getting paid by the Jets.
No. He's going to get $25, $30 million.
How much did Russell Wilson make last year?
Ooh, that's a good question.
No, but he signed. That was different.
It wasn't different. It's literally the same situation. This is why I don't understand.
But Russell Wilson was
Dude,
hated.
I don't understand.
Wait.
Leroy. When you get paid from one team, you're going to go to another team and go on the cheap skis as a quarterback because you're getting paid by the other team.
Wait. That's if you're Russell Wilson, not if you're actually a starting quarterback.
Russell Wilson was a better quarterback last year than Kirk Cousins was the year he got paid and blew out his Achilles.
All right.
$1.2 million.
Yeah, that's what he's going to – Leroy, that's exactly what's going to happen with him.
Okay.
I don't know why you think he's going to get double dip of $30 million. You think that he's going to take home $70 million next year?
Wait, first of all, are you clear on what they have to pay him?
He's $100 million guaranteed. If they cut him, he's getting $100 million guaranteed.
It depends on when you cut him.
He's getting $100 million guaranteed.
It depends on when you cut him.
Fine, dude. But he's going to make a lot of money from the Falcons.
Sure.
On the cheapskies.
Sure.
For somebody else.
Sure.
Okay. Why do you think he's going to make $30 million with a second team?
Because the team that he would go to sucks. And he ain't giving no discounts.
I disagree.
Okay.
And I don't think he's going to go to a team that sucks.
Of the teams that need a quarterback, who doesn't suck?
Dolphins are backup right there, baby.
No,
and all you
got to
do.
You?
Hear me out.
No,
all
can I ask you a question?
Is roll the
if
dice.
You know what that's like? That's like saying, you can have your own show here.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go be a producer at ESPN.
No.
Where no chance. Yes, it is.
You're saying,
why would it go be a backup?
No. You're going to go into the place where there's no chance. See, here's the thing. It's like going to produce for just make it Mike and Mike, but Mike Greenberg has consistent laryngitis all the time to the point where, like, we can't trust this guy anymore. His voice never works. It's getting And I'm like, Tobes, get in there. I'm like, I got you, dude.
Dude.
I'm in there.
First,
I'm getting paid from Atlanta, so I'm all good.
I'm good. Yeah.
Listen. No. If there's three or four teams competing for Kirk Cousins, he going to make $25, $30 million.
I think you're nuts. Nobody ever is in that scenario.
Huh?
Nobody's ever in that scenario when they're getting that much money from another team.
Okay.
Has anyone double dipped like that before?
Yes.
Who's double dipped like
that? He can't name one guy. He's just saying that, but he can't name one guy. Because it's always you go somewhere on the cheapskies. And then the next year he might make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But this year, this is cheapskies year. Best position for myself. And honestly, if you knew Tua was going to get hurt, all I got to be there for is a playoff run?
Wait a minute.
Licking his chops on an offense he already knows. So, and the Cousins family would love Miami.
Explain this to me. You've been a starting quarterback your whole career. You have an opportunity.
Not his whole career.
Huh?
Not his whole career. He was a backup to RG3.
2 years?
Not his whole career.
Okay. That, I mean,
Three years, really.
So let me get this straight. You've been a starter for a majority of your career.
Mm-hmm.
You have an opportunity at maybe five or six organizations where you could go in and start.
Bad organizations, though.
That's the nature of football.
But here's the
a team. You think Kansas City wants them?
But this is my point. See, this is why you're not a grown-up in this argument, right?
No, you're not a grown-up.
This is why.
As a player.
You want to keep.
As a player, if you have an opportunity to start, you're going to go there.
You're not going to go
if you had a choice of being a starter here or a backup here. Go and be a backup.
Hear me out, though. Okay, this is why I think you're missing the boat. Would you rather go to Raiders? Terrible. Jets? Terrible. But make the money the same. Let's just say it's $5 million for all of them. Okay? Just hear me out. I think you're out to lunch with this whole money thing.
Okay.
So let's just make the money the same. Would you rather be starter for the Jets, starter for the Raiders, backup to the Dolphins with a quarterback who gets hurt all the time, who clearly that's the best offense, and an offense you know? You're telling me you're taking Raiders Jets?
I'm taking that money.
But I just made the money the same, dude. I literally made the money the same.
You didn't play the game.
You didn't play the game. You didn't play the game. This is why you're not a grown-up.
As long as there's teams.
He doesn't play the game.
Wait.
He didn't play the game.
Guess what?
As
long as there are teams competing for your services, somebody going to pay.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
You didn't play the game.
That's the way it works.
But you didn't play the game.
That's how Deshaun Watson ended up with $230 million guaranteed.
I can't play games with you because you don't play the game.
No.
It's like, I want to play Monopoly, and you're sitting here playing Go Fish.
This kind of has the writing of a wager on it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, at the worst, $20 million.
Look at that.
That's crazy.
Bro, take
dude.
That. Take that.
At worst, $20 million?
Wager.
For what?
Take that.
For what? You think he's going to make $20 million
starting
annually?
Starting quarterback.
Who?
Starting quarterback.
Who?
Huh?
Who was going to pay him that?
Who? One of those bad-ass teams.
Who? Can the Browns even afford that?
I don't know what the hell to do.
Take a break. Back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Who's this? Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes, it is. That is Sabrina Carpenter.
Do you know? This is, remember my boy Marcello from the improv?
Yeah.
Well, this launched, he has a bit now that is following the same trajectory as the Night at the Roxbury people.
With just Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso?
So it started off with them doing this Sabrina Carpenter, Ariana Grande skit.
Yep.
Where he was this character, Domingo, who, whatever, funny for whatever reason. Sabrina Carpenter then brings him on tour. He does a show there. And now, based off of some of these Redditors, you know Reddit's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They've noticed that the trend in which they're releasing new Domingo skits is at the same rate that they're doing Night at the Roxbury. Long story short, there could be a movie soon. You heard it here first.
Cool.
Sabrina Carpenter. She next.
Is she next? I think she's here, isn't she?
I don't know any other song other than Espresso.
She got a Please, Please, Please. My daughter loves Sabrina Carpenter. Mm. She's got a...
There's a lot of artists, like, especially of that genre,
mm-hmm.
they sound alike.
Yeah. I call them Doja Cat 1, Doja Cat 2, Doja
like,
Cat 3.
Like, I just really wish...
Doja
like,
Cat had a hell of a run.
Yeah, she did.
She had a hell of a run.
Mm-hmm. She's called...
Certified Possum Holder.
Hmm.
Doja Cat?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, she puts herself out there like that.
Yep.
She's not me, though.
When is your new song? What is that?
Got one coming out every month. This month I had Washed come out. Washed, which is a good description of my life.
Hmm.
Not consider myself.
I haven't heard Washed as a rejoin.
You know, that's true. A lot of potty mouth language. But fix it. I got a thing. I'm going to fix it, dude.
She's Caucasian Olivia Rodrigo.
I believe it's Olivia Rodrigo's birthday today.
Oh,
I randomly saw that on our list. I didn't just know that out of nowhere.
How would you know that?
I saw it, like, I was just like, oh, whose birthday is it today? It's Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
Somebody say Washed is a Klay Thompson diss.
Do you reference Klay Thompson in Washed?
No, but the title is really a shot at him. He's right. He's right. Everything I do revolves around it.
Well, speaking of Washed, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? You want to know where you want to get things washed, especially your laundry. You're the best dry cleaning in South Florida.
Oh,
that's why you want to use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The owners are, that's our boy. And how many of you sick, Leroy? I know you hate bad customer service. Automation, AI. No one has that personal touch anymore. That's not the case over at A&T Dry Cleaners.
That's right.
That's why. Here's his number, 954-610-9383. Send him a text. Boop. Let him know what you need.
Mm-hmm.
They have somebody on site
yep.
that can do alterations the same day.
That's right.
Give him a call. He'll let you know how much it costs. And they service all of Broward,
mm-hmm.
Southern Palm Beach.
And?
Dade,
dude.
So, all the areas covered.
Yep.
All of your cleaning needs are need. All of your alterations handled. All you got to do is give them a call. And if you do, mention Tobin and Leroy.
25% off your order.
Whoa.
A&T Dry Cleaners, 40 plus years, family owned and run. As Leroy said, they got a seamstress on site. That seamstress, Ara's mother, Mama Ara.
Really? Out there.
Yeah, whoa, dude, it's a family business, dude.
Come home.
Let me tell you something. Nobody does it like Mama.
No one, dude. Right. Gets it right.
That's yep. true.
That gets it true. Right. So if you got family reunions coming up, get-togethers, school yeah. dances, you need alterations done, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners, 954-610-9383. Text, call, or they even do pick up and drop off for your orders. And again, you mentioned Tobin and Leroy, 25% off
your
order.
By the way, if they just pick up, that's called stealing.
What? That's true. You got to drop it off.
Yeah, they will drop it off. It's not going to just keep your trousers. A&T Dry Cleaners. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again. Pentecost to be the boss. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. 560 WQAM. That's our radio station. Hey, I want to let you guys know we got a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean, who's bringing his full throttle tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in October with special guests Nate Smith, Raylan, and DJ Silver. Just keep listening to our show. We'll give away that pair of tickets. It is a Live Nation tour. But first, let's get to the mixed bag, huh? What do we got in the mixed bag here today, Frog Boy?
Wow. All righty then.
What do you got for us there, Croak Cousins?
Damn. It's good. This guy's good.
Point for Tobin!
Leroy, your camera's pointed at the other wall.
Leroy.
Step on into the mixed bag. Step right up here, Frog Boy. What do we got?
Step right up. I'm a carnival buck.
I'm a carnival buck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have officially found out what the scariest thing in the world is. No, it is not the boogeyman. No, it is not being audited by the IRS. And no, it is not Leroy's right foot. Instead,
says a guy who can lick his eyebrows.
That hurts, but we'll move on graciously. Aiden Hutchinson.
Ah, your fellow Wolverine.
Fellow Wolverine, Detroit Lion defensive end. Says that him and Miles Garrett, you know, the guy who requested a trade from the Browns, have discussed playing together.
Really?
Just the idea of those
scary.
Two.
Scary.
Absolutely scary.
You know, anything like it.
I know. I was talking to him. We were at the honors, and we were just talking about what could be, you know, and although it's probably unlikely, I think I would be thrilled to play next to him if it were to happen. But yeah, our whole D-line would be like just totally elevated, and we would. That'd be a scary defensive line. And we get along, too. I think I've seen him these last few years at different things. He texted me after I got hurt, which, I don't know, it was just a cool thing. Like, guys outside of your own team who reach out to you, I think. So I think he's a good dude. Yeah. And if he does, great. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But that would be awesome.
That would be great.
I would say so. That would be, I mean, if a team is going to go all in, like if you're the Detroit Lions, you've been this close. If any team
you're
is
going
go
all in with that guy.
Yeah, dude. Like that would be, didn't they trade for a Browns? They trade for the other dude.
Z'Darrius,
last year, right?
Z'Darrius, Tony. Is it? No, not Z'Darrius Tony.
But I know they traded for the other guy.
Yeah. His number's 99.
Mm-hmm.
So why would he want to go there? And
I mean, he's Miles Garrett, baby. He's a giant. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
It's a giant. In the mixed bag, I have a little bit of Matthew Tkachuk.
Oh.
The Panthers star and captain of the USA team echoed a sentiment that you guys and the Hockey Hornet discussed earlier.
I liked David Dwyer. I said, hey, thanks for coming on. He just sends me back a Hornet emoji.
This tournament could potentially boost the sport of hockey within America.
America.
And the youth. As he mentioned in the earlier interview, if you had an opportunity to see it, his son stayed up watching the game, and I feel like a lot of youth is taking notice to the action going on the ice. Even Matthew Tkachuk had some words about how this could affect the young up-and-comers.
You like hockey or not, you know, I think we've gained, you know, our team's helped grow the game here in this country already, and I think a win could just, you know, knock that door right down and open up a whole new wave of hockey players throughout the whole country.
Dope.
That is pretty cool. He's taking a lot of pride as the voice of America.
Totally is.
Matthew Tkachuk.
Old Captain America himself.
Mm-hmm.
His teammate, though, unfortunately on the opposite side of the ice. One of many teammates on the opposite side.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinder, Sam Bennett. We love Matthew Tkachuk. Mr. Bennett here details what it's like playing against old Chucky.
Yeah, I've played with him for a long time. I know what he's all about. I know, you know, he's a heck of a competitor, and he cares. He wants to win, and he's a great competitor. So, I got nothing but respect for him.
Frosty.
That was frosty, dude.
Frosty, dude.
That was frosty.
Listen. There's no Co-Panthers right here. That seems like we are two opponents going at it.
Yeah.
Frosty, dude. I like it.
You too.
Come I like ahead. It. Tonight is going to be exciting. It is going to be exciting watching.
They returned to the ice very quickly, though.
Yeah, they're back out at Saturday.
That's crazy.
They're back outside. The Panthers practice right now and then tomorrow.
Right now.
And then they host Seattle. Yeah, Panthers and Heat are both practicing at the same time right now.
As usual. They have similar schedules.
Per usual. The Heat return tomorrow. They actually fly out to Toronto in a couple hours.
Man, I feel like I don't feel bad for them. But look, my team just got done with the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Short summer. Now you got short all-star break.
It's weird. Like,
it's crazy.
They've crammed a lot of stuff.
I think Maurice is going to be smart about it. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a game like he just says, hey, you know,
yeah,
Chucky, take a seat for tonight. You know, he's got a very good pulse of that. Like, nobody understand. But also, you know, I'm sure Tkachuk's going to be flying high, too. Like, if he's able to pull this off.
True.
And so would Reinhardt or Sam Bennett. I'm going to be happy for them, too. I mean, not as happy for Canada, but, you know, I'd be happy for them, too.
Like, you're American first in this, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. I mean, I was Finland first off because they were plus 1,000. But tonight, I have bet on the Tkachuk brothers. Maybe a little hedge on the Rhino.
Mm.
A little hedge.
Yeah. All I got to say is if the U.S. wins, when the U.S. wins, look out, elbow room.
Woo!
Look out.
Look out. He's gonna be. You're gonna see Matthew Tkachuk in an American Speedo in the Atlantic Ocean.
What do they get for this? Well, it's a cup. Obviously.
It's like a cup. Yeah, it's not as cool as the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It's the Four Nations Cup.
Nah, it's okay.
I don't know who do you think gets it? Like,
gotta go to the captain, right?
But the captain's Austin Matthews, and he plays for Toronto.
What?
That's a little bit of a weird scenario.
Get out of here.
Like, are all these guys going to be hate? Boo! Like, Hellebrook plays for Winnipeg. Like, boo!
This is rough.
We hate you!
How could you do that to us?
Brady Tkachuk, boo!
The Tkachuk family should hold the cup.
I agree. I think Keith Tkachuk should just drink beers out of it.
That's right. That's his personal cup now.
It should just say, number one hockey dad.
Oh, God.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Stephen A. Smith.
Ah.
Lightly touched on this recently. I want your guys' opinion on his words here about the face of the NBA and whether or not you believe it could be an international player.
Personal opinion is I don't believe an international player can be the face of the NBA. I know they're global iconic figures. Their popularity extends globally, but the NBA is an American-born sport, and it needs to resonate in America. And if it doesn't resonate in America, then it's not going to matter to America what you, how you resonate beyond. And so that's just my mentality, UD. That's how I think about it. Not to say they can't be popular or what have you, but I just think about it that way.
Oh, yeah. Spoken like a true American.
It's also a ridiculous take.
Like, right, it is. Because guess what? Who's the face of the NHL? Who's the face of, you know, I get NHL's Canadian, mm-hmm. right? But they don't have a problem having a Canadian as the face of the NHL.
I think
down
that,
here.
I think it speaks more to like who is going to be the next great American star. I think is something that you could put up, but like to say like Luka Doncic can't be the face of the NBA, dude. The sports world
or Wimby.
Yeah.
Did you see how people hyperventilated when Wimby came into the league?
I just don't think that. I don't think it. I don't believe that take.
Here's why it's flawed. It's flawed for this reason. Because one of the things that all of the American superstars do, the first thing they do, go to China, go to Europe, mm-hmm. do all those things, right? To kind of, and they're stars over there. Imagine how a local person, a person from Europe, how they're going to treat them over there.
Right.
So, no, I can't agree with that. I think...
I think the thing that's crazy is there's not to be like if what he's looking for, there hasn't really been an American, I think, since Zion, really,
that's
that
come into the
has
league.
Thought this right. is our guy watching him into the league. Like, not even Ant had that. Not really. Right. Not really. Ja, I think everybody saw his run in March Madness, but Zion was the dude. Like, maybe Cooper Flags would be that intangibles. I don't know. But
if Cooper Flagg is the guy, then we're going to have a whole nother conversation.
Hmm?
Stephen A. going to have a whole nother conversation.
What's up?
You know what the conversation is going to be.
What's up?
We already see it. We already know.
What would that be?
Intangible.
What about
it? I said it.
It's pretty good.
You know that's the conversation.
I get it, but like.
That's going to be the next conversation, which I also don't. Believe, because I got to tell you right now, Joker is huge in basketball, but he's not as personable as some of the other guys. But if Luka won a chip,
oh man, for the Lakers, right. Yeah, I think it's
right. It's not like, come on, man.
I mean,
if Wimby won a championship,
if you saw how the fans reacted in Dallas to that,
right.
Just how the sports world reacted,
right.
No, there's just no way. Like, you can't say an international player is not the face of the NBA.
I'm not,
couldn't be. Nobody's been LeBron, and that's true. Like, LeBron has literally been one of the biggest sports figures since he was 17 years old.
Right, but where you see, and that's, here's the problem with all of this. LeBron is an anomaly, right? He is not a guy who normally would garner this amount of attention for this long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been a superstar for more than half of his life.
Yeah.
That doesn't normally happen.
But also, like, was propped up like he's going to be the face
right,
of the league.
Which is a whole nother thing.
Like, I think that's the thing, is, like, who is the kid who's, like, if you're going to say from our pool of college basketball players or high school guys coming up, like, who's going to be that guy? I haven't really had a guy since
right.
Since
you know
Zion.
Why? Because out of high school, they're going to G League, and then you don't hear from them.
Or they just hasn't been there. Like, the guys that we heard from are foreigners. Like, it's been everybody tanked for Wemby and Luka. Like, those were the
right.
People were talking about Luka in the Euros. That's as 15, 16 years old. Like, this guy's going to be the thing. Wemby's going to – everybody was tanking for Wemby.
By the way, one of the reasons why you're seeing this – influx of European players is because they have programs in all of their sports that are unlike the NFL, the NBA, or whatever. So that means you can be a pro at 15, 16 years old, and you're playing with grown men before you even get here. And so the scouting, the evaluation of these players are against grown men. Not a guy that you're 4 inches tall in and it can jump over. And I think a lot of times we see that athletic ability in
college, and it doesn't always transfer to the NBA. Whereas you see the European players, they're playing against grown-ass men already.
Take a break here on the show. Get you caught up with your headlines coming up next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.